If our birth and death is marked by the presence of these five elements, let me tell you, your entire life is dominated by the play of these five elements, and you need to realize that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dimple Jangra. I'm your podcast host, and I welcome you to A Gut Story. This is a podcast, a platform where we're going to discuss healthy everything. A healthy body, healthy mind, healthy emotion, healthy energetics, and a healthy spiritual journey. We're going to also discuss stories of courage, grit, confidence, discipline, and patience that helped several people overcome tragic events in their life and physical trauma. And we're also going to learn from several natural sciences like Ayurveda, naturopathy, homeopathy, yoga, on how to reset our body back to good health and bring ourselves back closer to nature. Welcome to A Gut Story with yours truly, Dr. Dimple.
One man's nutrition is another man's poison. It's as simple as that. You have to know what engine your car is. Is it a diesel car? Is it a petrol car? Is it an electric car? Okay? If it's a petrol car, it's an expensive BMW that you bought. But you keep putting diesel in it, trying to save money on fuel. And then you're complaining the car's not working. Diesel was not bad, but diesel is extremely bad for a petrol car. That's what Prakriti means. Prakriti means nature didn't have time to make 8 billion unique human beings. Nature doesn't have the time for us, to be honest. Okay, because we're the only virus that consumes and creates no value for this planet. So what Mother Nature decided is 7 unique body types, 7 models of the car, and 1 billion units of each. So 7 models of the car was made, 7 models of the human body was made, and you have to know what model you are before you put some food in your mouth, because that nutrition can either nourish you or poison you. It's as simple as that. And it's only based on the permutation and combination of 5 elements: earth, water, fire, air, space. When you were born, you were in the purest form of these 5 elements, and when we die, we disintegrate back into these 5 elements. We take nothing with us. We take neither the body, nor the wealth, nor the accomplishments that we made, nor the titles. We are earth to earth. So if our birth and death is marked by the presence of these 5 elements, let me tell you, your entire life is dominated by the play of these 5 elements, and you need to realize that. Like first 14 years, it's earth and water, building your bones, muscles, tissues, teeth, nails, and hair. And then 14 to 40 is the fire in your body, you know, that's giving you that aspiration, that ambition, and transforming your ideas into reality. So when you become aware of your unique body type, number one, and number two, which phase of life you're in, what's your topographic condition, what's your geographic condition, that unique biological blueprint is called Prakriti in Ayurveda. And no, modern science is catching up.
Great. Mr. Kabir Farooq.
Yes, sir.
You know, since you're a director, you have a vision, you have insight, foresight, intuition. You must be very intuitive. A very good line from William Blake's comes to my mind, that we are led to believe a lie when we see from and not through the eyes, for we are born in the night to be perished in the night, while our souls rest in the beams of light. Wow. A director typically dreams, eats, breathes vision.
Sure.
Dreams, creativity. So now, what kind of food do you think inspires to do that?
My journey of kind of realizing that there's this immense brain-gut connection. A couple of family members, everybody had different issues. Depression was one of those issues. And so in trying to give help to a family member, I started doing a lot of research and studying and realized that, wow, there is a very, very deep connection between what's happening here and here. And that kind of led me, of course, to discover wise people like Dimple over the years in this research and wanting to find out. And a filmmaker's life can be very hectic. We work 18 hours, sometimes straight out. While I'm in a shooting phase, I barely sleep for about 3 hours a night. This is back-to-back shooting. And I follow a lot of tips that Dimple gives on gut health. And again, it's not just about how, of course, everybody said that, you know, it's about our mood and how we are feeling. But so many things today are linked to heavy metal toxicity in our system, to different toxins from different things that we eat that lead to autism, that lead to depression, that lead to hypertension. Of course, diabetes being one of the things that. So I also realized that 80% of the sickness in the human body was coming through what we are putting inside our system. And so yeah, I mean, that this is why this book is important. This is why I'd say almost this kind of approach to functional medicine, so to speak, even from a gut perspective, is very important. And kudos to Dimple for doing this.
So I think watching what we eat, becoming dressed up and getting Jagrut inside and becoming more Chaitanya about what we eat. And the more we become Chaitanya, these sciences of neuroplasticity, epigenetics, which modern science is talking about now, Ayurveda knew about it thousands of years ago. The whole mind-gut axis is a 40-year-old science, and Ayurveda spoke about it once again thousands of years. The science of microbiomes and microbiota, once again just 30-year-old, Ayurveda said it much earlier. So throw some light on how the mind-gut axis works, and how is the gut the second mind, and how does it respond, not react, to what we eat.
The gut actually has more neurons lining its walls than there are neurons in the brain. There are more neurons in your gut than there are in the brain, and some scientists actually say this is the biggest brain of your body. This is not the second brain. And look at it. The gut is basically where food passes after digestion. So it includes your small intestine, large intestine, and colon. Lots of scientists say the gut includes everything from the mouth to the colon. So it's the mouth, the esophagus, the stomach, small intestine, large intestine, colon. And it also includes your liver, gallbladder, pancreas, and you know, your digestive organs and appendix. And did you know memories are also stored here, not here? Memories are stored here. You know, when you remember your grandmother, you start salivating, not because she was yummy. I've said this example before. You know, it makes people crack up. It's because you start remembering all the things your grandmother made, lassi and paratha, and suddenly your mouth is watering, pickles and this and that. Because memories are stored here in the form of experience. The smell, you know, you will remember the smell of her skin. Because she never used soaps and face washes and stuff like that. She used, you know, basin from the kitchen, chickpea flour, which has a delicious fragrance to it. You remember the way your grandmother smelled, you remember the way her kitchen smelled, you remember the way her food tasted, the weight, the color of it, and the sound of it. So memories are also stored here. Emotions are stored here. Your intuition comes from the gut. You could be in the most dangerous situation and you're not going to wait for someone to come and tell you what to do. You listen to your gut, not to your brain, not to your heart. You know, if you take a left or a right, this could be a life-ending situation or a life-saving situation. And how many of you have actually gone through those experiences where you listen to your gut and you avoided a major catastrophic event? Intuition comes from that. Now, unfortunately, we've given into gluttony. The seven sins or the ten sins, you know, gluttony is one among them. We're constantly eating food. Even cows and goats and sheep don't eat like us. We're constantly eating one cuisine after another cuisine after another cuisine. The richer, the more complex the food is, the better you feel about yourself. I got a coffee from Starbucks. You can't make a decision in your life, but you're able to make six decisions in Starbucks coffee shop on what flavor and this and that and that. You know, it's such a complex decision you made in Starbucks coffee shop. We're constantly eating, and the gut, which is the second brain and also the largest brain, is busy just digesting, absorbing, assimilating, and eliminating all that toxic waste that you're dumping in your body. Practical, logical, reasoning, and intuitive decision-making process. It's not available because it's busy digesting like a cow. A cow has 40,000 jaw movements, we don't. We've ruined our second brain, which is why now we are getting diseased, because we don't have consciousness and awareness when we eat food. Back in the day, just by looking at the food, our grandmothers could say, this food has gone bad, don't eat it. Now we've lost consciousness about it. We eat and next morning we wake up feeling sick, wondering why. You see, monkeys didn't go to college to learn how to climb a tree. You don't have to go to a nutritionist to learn how to eat your own food. You must have this knowledge within you. And that's what this book is all about. Learning how to respect your gut.
So you say that, you know, it's so important not to overstuff yourself. But when I look at food, I look at the beetroot and I say, wow, I eat it. I look at the khajur and I say that, wow, it's great for your hair. Eat it. Almonds, great protein. Eat it. In this eat it, eat it, eat it, what are we doing to ourselves? Because we all know that, yeah, you shouldn't have rice, you shouldn't have fried, shouldn't have maida, shouldn't have dairy, shouldn't have the five big no-nos. But in the yes, if we continue to eat larger quantities, because I am a foodie, you can give me all this gyan, I'm thinking of what am I going to eat for dinner and what is my breakfast tomorrow. So different people are made differently and there are different desires. And for me, when I'm emotionally low, the first thing I want to do is food for comfort.
You know, it's a great question. We all face a dilemma, right? Now, when we go through a breakup or when we had a sad moment in life, what does it do? It basically goes to the gut where the emotions are coming from, and you're numbing your emotions by stuffing yourself with food so you can't feel anymore. That's what we do. You know, when we eat a lot and our stomach feels like a rock, we'll be like, I can't feel a thing. That's literally what it does. It numbs your emotions, which comes from the gut. Now, the thing with eating a lot of healthy food, you know, sadly, I think we've gone overboard, you know, with the smoothies and the green juices. We've gone overboard even with that, you know, with your oatmeal decorated with fruits and nuts and seeds. I'm sorry, just take a picture and throw it away. Don't eat it. It's such a wrong combination, you know. The food was healthy. Water is healthy. Water is a source of life. But imagine this source of life can turn deadly. It can kill someone. How? If I water a plant this much, the water will grow. If I water a plant this much, it will kill the plant instantly. So the same nutrition can kill you. Now, imagine a blender. If I fill it up to the top, what's going to happen? Eventually, it will become sluggish and break. The same with our stomach. We must eat 80% of our appetite and leave 20% space at least for the air to move the food around. Food has become comfort for us, unfortunately, because every day we're dealing with challenges, be it in personal life or professional life, and food seems to be our best friend. You know, Lord Shivji says, right, and lots of gods say this, and he's one of my favorite gods, so I have to bring him into the picture. If you pray to your food, and even if it's poisoned, just because you express gratitude to it, that food will become amrit. But if you eat food when you're angry, even the healthiest food turns poisonous inside your body. Just by emoting the right emotions, you can change the chemical structure of that food. And there were experiments done by a lot of these scientists in Japan where they used water. They said kind words to one glass of water. They said cruel words to the other glass of water. And the molecular structure was beautiful for this one and it was ugly for this one. It was cancerous for the second one. The same experiment was done with plants. Then another experiment was done with salt on a CD drive and they played music. And it formed beautiful patterns when they played Beethoven and Mozart. But when they played heavy metal and hard rock, those ugly patterns. So do you want those ugly patterns inside your body? So be careful about your emotions before you put food in your mouth. If you're angry, please don't touch food. It is poisonous. And don't look at the phone and the laptops and TV when eating food. I'm sorry. So if you can express gratitude, you can convert even wish into amrit, which is poison into nectar.
Quantum physics says that you put attention to the field, you energize it, you put intention into the field, you transform.
Absolutely.
So that's the science.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, don't forget to leave a comment below so we can learn how to improve ourselves. Like, subscribe, and definitely share this with your loved ones, your friends, family, and relatives so you can become an influencer of good health in their lives. Until my next episode, here's wishing you unconditional happiness, love, forgiveness, kindness, empathy, compassion in everything that you do. Here's Dr. Dimple Jangra signing off.